Hello, hello, hello. It's your wonderful host, Joy Chisholm, and welcome to a wonderful time out again on another episode on Real Talk with Joy Chisholm. And before I go into tonight's episode, in my usual manner, I want to say thank you to everybody that was a part of our space on Sunday. It was a wonderful time out discussing about why guys ghost ladies. So thank you so much for being a part of the Real Talk family. We had 3 new listeners on Sunday. Wow. Thank you so much, guys. I want to also say welcome. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, Real Talk with Joy Chisholm is a podcast channel that's bent on building great relationships using the Word of God and also building the independence level of every individual to being great partners. So feel free to always relate me on any of my social media platforms, on Facebook at Joy Chisholm or Instagram and Twitter at Joy Chisholm 03, and let us get to know each other. So tonight we're going to be talking about comfortability. Yes, most of the time when I pick topics like this or some topics, I just wonder how I would be able to relate them to dating and relationship, but at the end it always comes through, right? Yeah, so tonight we're talking about comfortability. Have you ever had to wear a very tight shoe that made you feel so uncomfortable that you looked forward to when you'll be done with that occasion, so you just go take them off? And this is because your feet are hurting. This is the kind of thing that happens in our relationship. A lot of us undermine how being free and comfortable around our partner can help our relationship and make us understand and even enjoy our partner better. This is the kind of relationship that John the Baptist shared with Jesus, that he was able to lay on the breast of Christ. I mean, Almighty God in quotes. And we know that it's not all the incidents that happened in the Bible that was recorded. But for this to be recorded, then it was because there was a message to be sent across. Comfort is a part of intimacy and love. The act of feeling safe, accepted, and at peace with your partner. This is the kind of atmosphere where you feel yourself. You can be yourself around this person. There is no strife when this kind of relationship of comfort exists. There is ease. Now get me, this does not mean that you and your partner won't have one or two disagreements here and there. But when there are disagreements, it does not last long, because you know the presence of your partner makes you feel relaxed. You look forward to it because you enjoy the presence of your partner. Let's take, for example, a comfortable couch or a comfortable bed. You see that unconsciously you'd always want to sit on that particular chair or always want to lay on that particular bed, because you feel comfortable around it, because you feel comfortable when you are in it. This is what happens when you feel comfortable around your partner. You should feel comfortable around your partner. Comfortable to talk about anything, comfortable to do anything, comfortable to be you. That is the major thing. There are no sugarcoating or covering of any sort. You're not just mentally comfortable, but also physically comfortable. Like, a lot of us are not physically comfortable around our partner, and this is because we feel that our body is not good enough, probably because of the vibe that our partner gives to us, or because we do not get compliments from our partner about our body and our shape and how we look and all of that. See, every relationship must have this comfortability. This is where you say, I'm having a very lovely relationship with a friend, because you can be whoever you want to be and be yourself around your friend. Are you comfortable around your partner? Or your partner is like that tight shoe I started from the beginning talking about, how it makes you feel uncomfortable and you just don't want to do away with it? Or your partner is like that comfortable couch that you always want to be around. Like, you guys enjoy your company and you do not do it out of obligation. You know that because I'm dating, then I should always meet up with my partner every once in a while. No, you do it because you actually enjoy the presence of each other. There are some couples who get to carry themselves and chin up whenever they're together. I'm not saying courage is bad, but are you doing this to impress each other, or it's just the normal self-courage you individually have? when you constantly try to impress your partner, which is not a bad thing, until it becomes the only thing you do and the only thing that occupies your mind and most of your relating, then you're yet to find comfort with your partner. Are you comfortable with the person that you're with? Do you feel safe? Can you be yourself around them? Can you actually be at peace and have ease when you're around them, or you are always eager to want to leave their presence? This is something that you should look into if you are slacking on it. And this is what this episode is all about: finding comfort in the presence of your partner. Remember that it is only somebody that you feel comfortable around that you can give your best to and also enjoy their presence. I hope this episode has blessed you. I pray that you find that one person that you'll be able to be yourself and that will love you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next week's episode. I love you all, and bye for now.